Yeah, let me ask. So yesterday, Josh talked about how like one of his focuses on the in the offseason was like really taking a intentional like focus on like leadership. Have you noticed any ways in which that's sort of like shown up or surfaced either over the offseason or through the year?
Yeah. You know, Josh is hard on himself. So he's always like gonna, you know, try to better himself, but he's already there. You know, like Josh does everything that he's supposed to. And we appreciate him, you know. Like leadership comes in a lot of different forms, not just on the football field with calling the call or jumping over guys, you know. Josh, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, Josh is definitely taking a little different approach to in the season in a more serious matter. But, you know, he's still Josh. You know, he's still a big kid. But the presence is a little different.
How so? Like, what do you mean by that?
Big dog. You know, that big dog badge is showing a little bit in a good way, you know. And he worked for it and he played for it, and he plays well to be able to walk with that confidence. But it's more of like the confidence thing, you know, like what positive plays brings confidence, and positive plays brings out leaders, and positive plays brings out a leader against other leaders. And you know, when Josh is one of the guys who puts the team on his shoulders when need be, you know, he waves that flag.
Line has some guys up front, obviously Forrest Buckner, Latu, the rookie as well. What do you see when you watch those guys?
A big effort group, you know, like, and they play hard. A lot of effort, a lot of different movements, and, you know, like, they get, like, to the quarterback, you know, like, the other day I was on FaceTime with Grove, and I was telling Grove, I was like, I seen the play when you ran a guy over it and swung tackle the quarterback. I was like, don't get any ideas, brother, but... All in fun and faith, you know. A good group of guys. I trained with Grove coming out for the combine. I know the guys well. And it'll be a good matchup, a good physical matchup. You know, like they're a bigger group. They're a bigger group. Like they're large, very, very large humans. It's like a bunch of Spencers on defense in a way. But we understand what the objective is, and you know, we're going out there to dogfight. That's where we play best, in a mucky situation.
A couple familiar faces back this week, Jordan Phillips. What's that like from your perspective?
Big Phil, I actually called him too. Big Phil, I'm happy. You know, he doesn't have 97 on. He has on a 93, which is weird. I told him that he needs to get his number back. But it's good to have him and Q back. You know, Q was on the Jets when we played the Jets, not this recent year, but previous year. So, you know, that was one of the first things that I asked him. I was like, yo, what's up? And with the Jets guys, but it's all cool, man. But I'm happy to have those guys back. You know, like Big Phil, he's a Buffalo guy. Like, he's a Buffalo guy, and I really think that Q is too. You know, two very good players that I'm happy to have back to help us win.
Talk to Zion to give Jordan his number back.
Say it again.
Tried to talk to Zion to give Jordan.
I stay out of it. You know, I'm just in the shadows. Like, is she gonna get it back or not? All right. So we gonna see, cause he's only been here for a day, and Zion probably doesn't know Phil. Like, he might know of what he's seen of him, or from when he had all them sacks that one year or the previous years. Like, of him playing well, but we gonna see Zion. Big Phil, we might have to have a couple of one-on-ones to see who really should wear that number, but who knows? I'm staying out of it, you know. Good luck to Big Phil to get his number back.
He had his jacket, though, for practice.
He definitely probably traveled with his jacket, but he's probably shocked that he doesn't need it yet because of how warm it is, like, outside, you know. But in Buffalo, it's sunny, and it feels good, you know. Buffalo has a good feel. It's a beautiful thing to have shorts and a hoodie on in November.
You're wild, that young.
Like, what do you think defines this Bills team as relative to, like, previous Bills teams?
Defines us? You know, like, we're a bunch of good dudes. Like, I think that we're a bunch of good dudes that corely are good dudes. And when the root of goodness comes from inside, you know. It's a beautiful picture. And I think with the guys that we have on this team, it's a lot of guys that are hungry to win, a lot of guys that are hungry to do the right thing, and a lot of guys that are happy to be where they're at. They're happy where their feet are. And, you know, I can't say that for the previous years, but this is a different team that everybody's just happy all of the time, it seems like. No complaints. And I think, honestly, it's because the sun is shining. You know, like, when it's sunny outside, everybody's happy. So I haven't seen that dark cloud that just lays over Buffalo yet. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes when December 1st comes, when it's real mucky and cloudy, and they got to scrape their ice off their windows and get to reality. But we'll see.
Are there any plays that you have advocated the offense run this season? Like, spoken to Joe about, oh, we should run this or that?
I don't know. We'll see. You know, I don't know. There's no plays that I could think of that we need to put in the game. Maybe you guys might. But, you know, anytime the big guys get to have some fun is probably a beautiful thing, which I know that's what you're hinting at. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. Wink, wink. Who knows?
Like, I know a bunch of guys be like, oh, yeah, like, I said this one, and then Joe was like, yeah, ran it, like, early. Like, is there anything in the previous games that you've advocated for?
No, not at all. Not at all. But, you know, Joe Brady is a good dude. Fun guy, and consistently gives opportunity for fun. So keep winning, positive plays. Who knows? I might catch a handoff. I might, who knows? Spencer might, who knows? Reed Ferguson might, who knows? Maybe McDermott might come in and catch the ball. I do not know, you know. I wish that I did. If I could, I would probably play tight end and catch the ball 20 times a game. So, but I'm happy with pass setting and kicking and punching for my life, for Josh Allen.
Tight end.
Yeah, you know, tight end snow.
There was a couple of touchdowns last week against the Dolphins. There was like a group celebration huddled around the ball, like after Mac's touchdown.
Yeah.
And then after Quinton's touchdown. And there's been some confusion of like what the group celebration is and what you guys are doing. Any ideas what you guys are doing over there?
Yeah, I do know exactly what's going on. I mean, I could talk about Max. You know, Mac caught the ball. I was happy that Mac caught the ball. And the mindset was just feet. The mindset was feet. So you'll see me like trying to get his feet just to give his feet power, because, like, you know, there's highs and lows of the foot guy, but, you know, the foot guy is in the end zone, so give him his little feet dance, which is what he was doing till he did that. I don't know, but hey, you gotta ask Mac.
Going back to what you were saying about guys want to be here, they want to be where their feet are here. You were here years ago when you started your career, of getting it to this point, to where it is, because it wasn't always that. So for you, going through, looking back maybe from what it was to where it is now, how gratifying is that for you, that, you know, you can say that there's a guy here who are just poorly good guys, you know, not to kind of paraphrasing what you were saying, but to see that change from where you were to now, how gratifying is that?
Yeah, it's a beautiful feeling. And I mean that with a lot of respect. It's a beautiful feeling because, you know, like, this league creates a lot of different type of people. You know, like, you got the people that, you know, just want to be superstars and not play. You got the guys that want to be superstars and play. You got the guys that are just happy to be here. You got the guys that are trying to fight and crawl and to survive and be here. And then you got some guys that are just freakishly gifted, right? And then there's some other guys that I'm missing too, but as a rookie, when I came in here and I'm looking around the locker room and I got Richie Incognito, Eric Wood, like, you know, LeSean McCoy, Tyrod Taylor, like I even think Cordell Jones, like all these different guys that have names. And then you go through Kelvin Benjamin and Frank Gores and all these names that it's just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like there's so many guys. And when you get a bunch of guys that have already established who they are, you know, not to say that they were doing anything wrong, but, you know, it's harder to change an older guy's routine or who he is or his identity. And then you get a group of guys that, you know, come in with McDermott, like me and Milano, and like me and Milano are McDermott's last draftees, and I think Reed was here the year before. But then you got guys like me and Milano that have been in this routine or in this system for so long that we're just the replica of what he wants, or the example of what he wants in ways. And then you just look around the locker room and you just see a lot of guys being molded into that. And I think it's pretty cool. Like, I think it's pretty cool because, in a way, not to say that it feels like college, but, like, you know, like, when you go into a college-like program, you come from all in different parts, and these guys have, like, where they're from, and then they try to be, like, oh, I'm from here, and then all of a sudden it's, boom, and now you're a Temple guy. Oh, now you're a Duke guy. Oh, now you're a Syracuse or Alabama guy, and then you're just used to that routine. That's just kind of what it feels like here, that guys come here, they really don't know what to expect, except that it's cold, and then they go through, okay, McDermott takes care of his guys. All right, we study hard. Okay, we practice even harder. Okay, guys are not looked at in a bad way for being in a training room. Guys can get treatment. Guys can be their self. Guys can walk around and go, snow, or do whatever, and not look down upon for being their true self. Ed can ride horses and nobody frowns at him or be like, oh, that's different, right? Like, this is a building that, you know, has been molded into kind of like a serious brotherhood, and it's fun. And I'm happy to be a part of it. And to come from, you know, step one to step current, I think it's dope. I really do. And I say this with the most and respect that I tip my hat to McDermott, because we are a product of him. And him as a man allowing us to be the men that we are, it's one of the best things in the world. Because, you know, and being a man is hard. And he allows us to be the version of the men that we are. And it's dope.